Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Dallas at 97.3.
So, but then I'm looking at this thing, and they're basically, they say right in the first line of this story, like, you don't have to be a Disney adult to have a favorite Disney movie. And I was like, I know some Disney adults.
Oh, so do I.
I know some Disney adults. So I looked up in Wikipedia. I'm like, Disney adult. Sure enough, it's a thing. It pops right up. And here it is. A Disney adult, an adult who is a devout fan of the Walt Disney Company. Common hobbies of Disney adults include visiting Disney theme parks, obviously. Mm-hmm. Collecting Disney merchandise. Mm-hmm. Cosplaying Disney characters, and there's a whole bunch of pictures of people in like these Disney outfits and stuff. I think if you're a Disney adult, like your dream job would be to, you know, be in a Goofy costume.
He's a Disney adult.
Oh, 100%. My dream job is to be one of the guys that does the Jungle Cruise. You know,
the same jokes every time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that that's what I want to do when I retire.
Did you see the movie The Jungle Cruise with Emily Blunt, I think?
It's spectacular.
I did not see it. No.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite rides.
You got to watch it.
I don't understand. You call yourself a Disney adult? You haven't seen The Jungle Cruise?
Sorry.
I couldn't believe they were making that into a movie.
I can't either. And
It was good, though.
I liked it. It was everything you would expect it to be. It's not, you know, going to win an Academy Award, but they made a story about the Jungle Cruise,
adventure.
And it's good enough.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. That is
and
one
she's,
of the,
I love her.
I love her too. We're talking about Emily Blunt.
Mm-hmm.
John and I were talking about that Edge of Tomorrow movie because I don't know why it came up yesterday, but then we had talked about it because it's like kind of a time travel thing. I feel like Emily Blunt is, I don't know if she's underrated because she's also in the Quiet Place or what's the name?
Yeah.
Is that the name of it? Quiet Place?
She and her husband.
Yeah. Krasinski. And I've seen her in a bunch of interviews where one of her things that I guess she and John Krasinski do all the time is that when you're in the middle of talking, you are also nauseous and you're fighting it and you can't. And so she starts doing this. I think she was doing it on Colbert's show and she's talking about how that's like a thing that they do time to time. They just like pretend to be on the verge of barfing, and she's so good at it, you can't believe it. You're just like, she might barf right now. I don't know how we got here, but back to Disney adults.
I almost barf all the time too. It's a thing.
Yeah, but you stick your fingers down your
throat. That is not true.
And that's how you make yourself
no one
barf.
Listen to her.
Okay, if anyone's ever said, we have hundreds of years of videos from this show, go back and look at them on our YouTube page, by the way. I had no idea there was going to be such history on our YouTube page. If you click on the videos there, there's 20 years of videos.
Are you still trying to defend your slander?
It's not slander.
It is.
It's only slander if it's not true. That's called truth. So anyway, these Disney adult things, they talk about, there are people who are like, the head of the Disney people. Like, I guess there's like groups you can join for all these Disney adults. And I just thought, oh, this is really.
One of our listeners who I've become friendly with on Instagram, my boy Tony.
Yes.
What's up, Tony?
Hey, Tony.
He's a big fan and goes with his family and loves it. And it's not even so much that wants to dress up. He just loves it. Like, he really loves it. He takes his family and he loves it.
Apparently, having connected with other Disney adults is a thing that's really helping a lot of Disney adults, because for a long time, people would be like, okay, there's something wrong with that person because they're so into Disney. And apparently it all started, or it really got popular, and people were able to come out of the shadows as Disney adults in 2019. There was a Facebook post that went viral in which a parent was complaining about childless millennial couples obstructing her family's experience at Disney World. This post then turned into a meme that was widely shared on social media, making fun of Disney adults, specifically millennials in their 30s who didn't have any children and still went to the parks all the time. And then all the Disney adults started walking out into the light and going, there's nothing wrong with this. And we're forming our own groups. And apparently there's big meetings of them at the Disney parks, and it's a whole...
Tons of podcasts. I mean, it's it's a whole thing. And I will say this, sometimes I think your kids are getting in my way when I'm in Disneyland. So let's just all share it.
That is absurd.
Share the road.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I actually think there's different stages. Like, my kids, when I first took them to Disneyland, and I grew up down south, so I went all the time as a kid. When I brought them, I had no idea the thing is to go find characters and take pictures with them.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, we're going to do this the whole mother bleep. We came, and it turns out, yes, the answer is yes. That's what we're going to do the whole time. Do you want to mix in a ride? No, I want to go find. And there's an app, and you pull the app up, and oh, look, Tinkerbell's on in 20 minutes. Let's go that way.
You know what's crazy about that is that, so I have two boys, and all my girlfriends have girls, or the ones, you know, the kids that my kids grew up with. And the first time we ever went to Disney, my kids are like, every ride, get me there. I want to go on that. The girls who had been before were dressed head to toe in a Disney princess thing, like left the hotel wearing that, had their autograph book, and our friends were like, see you later.
Bye.
This is all we're doing. And my kids were like, what are they? And then we had to meet later for there was like a Snow White live performance thing in one of the outdoor spaces. And so that was on the schedule, so that we had, you know, me and my girlfriend had planned to get all the kids back. And my kids bitched through that whole thing. I think they're, and I'm not saying every boy is like this. And, but my kids are super sassy, and neither one of them was into this. They didn't care about it. And they wore Disney dresses at home, too. They were not into standing in the lines and waiting for these. But the lines are profound.
Well, the lines are profound. And once, like, to me, I brought my kid because I wanted her to have a good time. And for her, that was the good time. That's the definition. Standing next to insert any character, and getting a photo. So we did that. But being in line with, you know, one dude who's 40, who's waiting to get his... It took a minute to sort of get over that and be like...
The Disney adult.
The Disney adult gets to do what he wants. He beat me to the line, and he's doing his thing, and it's all good.
He paid his money to get into the park,
now,
and this is what he wants.
I will add to that the whole mock proposal to Elsa while wearing lederhosen. I'm sorry, guy. You are a loser.
Was it just for photos, or was it a video?
He had a phone. He was dressed up.
Yeah.
He was in line right in front of us. He gave his phone on record to one of the other workers there. And then he proceeded to chat up Elsa before getting on one knee. And I was like,
did she say yes?
And all of the people who worked there seemed to be on alert in that moment. I even felt like I needed to be on alert. Like, where's this going?
I'm happy to hear that everyone was on alert, because truly, where is this going?
Where is this going?
And what's going to happen? And what's going to happen to this footage over and over later at this guy's house? Like, what is the purpose of that? And should we all stop thinking about it right now? I'll take the bear, please.
510 bear, says, bear Alameda one. Garbage Man here. I'm a Disney adult. My girlfriend and I are headed to Disneyland this weekend. We both love it.
Have fun.
Her
have
more than
time.
I.
So lucky.
Yeah. He throws in there as a qualifier. She likes it more than me, but I like to get laid. So do
dur.
What I got to do.
That's a dur, George.
Dur, George.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, have a good time and try not to be creepy. That's all. I'm sorry, but that is to be dressed in lederhosen. Does she say yes, or does she say, oh, she does. She accepts.
If I remember correctly, and I don't, honestly, this is one of those moments where I was truly just going, what the?
There's a 40-year-old man proposing to Elsa right here.
Are you kidding me? Like, the whole thing was just so, and I'm telling you, you could see, if you can read a room, the room was on alert. That's what it was. And I even felt like I needed to be on alert. And the guy was just a nerd, so it wasn't, but who knows what he was carrying. It just was, the whole thing was so weird. Mm. And it was unfortunate because he was right in front of us.
What did your daughter have to say about it? Did
nothing. She was just a kid.
She didn't.
She was three.
Oh, she was really little.
She was,
I remember,
just a little girl.
Story, yeah.
Just a little thing. So she was like.
Was she dressed?
My
like
turn?
Elsa?
What?
Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.